CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at actual learning management system LMS implementations and e-learning program rollouts. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we're talking with Teresa Humphreys, Director of Organizational Development and Learning, and Janet Sharp, Project Manager, both for Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, about their use of the CyberWorks Learning Management System to train and certify hospital employees.
And now let's talk with Teresa Humphreys and Janet Sharp of Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. Good afternoon, ladies. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Hi there.
Hi.
You know, it would be great if you could introduce yourselves to our audience and tell us what you do for Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario.
My name is Teresa Humphreys, and I am, as you mentioned, the Director of Organizational Development and Learning. We're responsible for non-clinical training and development in the hospital. So that includes classroom training, team training, and now we'll be managing the e-learning platform as well.
Hi, my name is Janet Sharp. I'm a project manager in the Information Services Department at CHEO. I'm responsible for managing a variety of corporate and clinical information system projects into successful implementation. One of these initiatives was the initial implementation or phase one of our learning management system, which we've called the Learning Center.
Teresa, tell us about the hospital, the size of the facility, the area it serves, its medical specialties, and so on.
Sure. We call it Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, CHEO, and we're a pediatric hospital in Ottawa. That's Canada's capital city. We have 167 inpatient beds. We also have a number of specialized outpatient clinics, things like cardiology, neurology, diabetes. We have an emergency department that gets about 53,000 visits a year. We have a lab, diagnostic imaging, mental health services as well. In addition, we're a teaching hospital, so we're affiliated with the University of Ottawa Medical School. We train nurses as well as other healthcare professionals here, interns, fellows, residents, students. So there's about 2,100 staff at CHEO. There are about 400 physicians, about 400 volunteers, and over the course of a year, about 1,000 medical trainees as well are in our building.
Okay, that sounds great. What were some of the business factors that led your hospital to investigate and ultimately purchase and install a web-based learning management system, Teresa?
One big driver for us is that we operate in a 24/7 environment since we are a hospital. And so we wanted to make sure that learning is available to our staff and physicians and volunteers whenever they need it. So that was really key. We're also are finding increasingly a need for tracking and reporting of training. So being able to see who has accessed training and completed it, and be able to provide reports on it. Often we have sort of legislative drivers that where we have to demonstrate that we've delivered training, or other drivers as well. So that will help us to meet those requirements. We also, it's a great chance for us to provide just-in-time training when issues or problems arise and we need to sort of quickly get materials out there. So, for example, recently with the threat of H1N1 pandemic, training has been really key, and this has been a good way to get to touch a lot of people with that training. We also really wanted to ensure we had the capacity to build learning profiles for key skills and to be able to deliver the learning to establish those key skills. And linked to that, we have many learning requirements, as I said, related to legislation, to professional bodies for different health professions in the hospital, accreditation activities, so lab accreditation or hospital accreditation. There's often training requirements related to those. And the bottom line is that that offering e-learning is really linked to our core mission as a hospital, which is that we are an academic health science center, and it helps us to fulfill that mission and that mandate.
Okay, that sounds great. Janet, can you describe who's using the CyberWorks Learning Management System at your organization?
Our initial deployment was for a limited learning population at CHEO because we wanted to limit the scope to ensure that we could gather some lessons learned and basically learn to walk before we run in the deployment of an online learning and management system. So our deployment included 49 learners in the delivery of the personal protective equipment refresher training. This is a annual mandatory training requirement for our clinical population. The course was offered online for a two-week period, and we were able to, in addition to actually confirming that they completed the course and their marks, et cetera, we were able to also solicit their feedback on the Learning Center to help us better tailor as we deploy it to a wider range of audience. And then after the completion of this initial deployment, the H1N1 pandemic kind of came to be raised globally, and it allowed us actually to deploy this refresher training to our clinical community to help prepare for that.
Okay, that sounds great. Teresa, I understand your hospital is using the CyberWorks Competency Management Module, and the system is integrated with your Human Resource Information System, or as we like to call it, the HRIS. Can you tell our audience about the business case surrounding the many and multiple job roles and the HRIS integration configured in your implementation of the CyberWorks Learning Management System?
Yes. For us, it was critical to us that the LMS is able to link to our HRIS and that we can build learning based on job roles at CHEO. And right now, as in our implementation, we're just forging that link between the HRIS and the LMS, and we hope to have it up and running soon. Being able to link training to job roles means that we can target learning to the right group. And an example of this is training that we're building and launching just actually this week to people who administer blood products in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's a requirement for lab accreditation. That represents about 600 people, but that group includes all different kinds of physicians. So some nurses, some physicians, some anesthesia assistants, some other healthcare providers. And to be able to deliver learning like that effectively, we have to be able to clearly link learning to those roles and have that information be updated on an ongoing basis by linking to our HRIS. It also avoids duplicate data entry in different corporate systems. So we can build on information that's already in our HRIS. I know that we have had a few challenges with linking the HRIS, and I'm wondering, Janet, if you can sort of comment on those.
We have identified that there's just a couple of instances of functions where we need better linkages in terms of being able to keep the data current, and we've been in dialogue with the CyberWorks development folks, so we're looking forward to seeing some further enhancements so that it will eliminate some manual interventions that we have to do right now. Although the bulk of the interface is quite good, we've found that there's some scenarios where it doesn't quite flow, and if we can get those issues addressed, it'll make the process much more streamlined.
Okay, well, that's great. I think they did tell me about that, and I think they're working on it. So
yeah.
Well, that's great. Teresa, does your organization have any other learning goals or objectives you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think one of our problems is we have too many learning objectives for the LMS. So we have a lot of competing learning goals for the organization, and we're really just at the beginning of the launch of our learning management system. And it's generating, it's generating a lot of excitement. So our challenge is going to be to pursue the highest priority items with the internal resources that we have and determine what's most significant. But what's been getting our attention lately is preparation for pandemic. So Janet mentioned the personal protective equipment training, which is an e-learning module. And also our new employee orientation, we actually have an e-learning portion to ours. We'd like to update that and migrate that onto our learning management system. So that's really key for us. I guess a challenge for us going forward will be, well, how do we prioritize and how do we tap into people at CHEO to decide what's most important to get onto the LMS next?
Janet, we've already kind of mentioned the new employee training and the personal protective training. What are some other online courses that you're developing to use in the CyberWorks Learning Management System?
In addition to the transfusion course that Teresa mentioned, we'll definitely be looking at some of the online learning courses from ODNL's catalog of courses.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, we know that there's many more opportunities for delivery of courses related to things like infectious diseases. There's a Clean Hands program and other delivery of both clinical and IS information applications, you know, from a clinical perspective as well as from a corporate services perspective. At CHEO, we're planning on using the e-learning as part of a blended environment for learning. We'll source courses, whether it be through purchase or in-house development, using the blended approach, including classroom components. A good example of that would be management development programs. It'll probably have a significant e-learning component, but probably supplemented with classroom exercises and participation.
All right, great. Teresa, can you share with us a little bit of the instructional design and planning processes that you use to develop the courses that you're doing currently?
We're really just at the beginning of developing those processes.
Mm-hmm.
We piloted the PPE and now it's transfusion training refresher. And some of the key learnings that from that have been, first of all, that subject matter experts need to be active partners in the entire process.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody comes to us and says we need training on a specific clinical, you know, application or knowledge, that they need to be there with us hand in hand to come up with a strategy for delivering that training and to develop it. We need to really make sure we have a clear understanding of the learning need and the learning objectives before we go forward. A really healthy discussion of whether the learning management system is the best method of delivering instruction or whether a blended method would be better or classroom training or other methods as well. It's been an education process for us as we've developed the partnership between our e-learning specialists and our subject matter experts, and we've been learning a lot about how to develop the training, and subject matter experts have been learning a lot about what makes good e-learning, that it's really a PowerPoint is only just the start. You have to really move beyond that. And our pilot's been essential because people are not just learning the content, but they're getting comfortable in the e-learning environment. The big thing for us really has been how I've learned is how important it is to have great internal people. So we've got really strong folks in our IS department supporting us. We've got a great team in organizational development and learning. We're really lucky to have an e-learning specialist who has a background in both IS and in adult education, and other folks that are strong adult educators but also have an interest in technology. So that's been a big driver. And I guess a big learning about the process has been that to do it right, it really takes longer than you think. It's a longer process than you think to develop good e-learning from beginning to end. So.
Janet, what course development tools are you using to build these online courses?
As part of the PPE course, we use the CyberWorks web authoring tool. We also repackaged some existing video as part of the content, and we use FlixPro for that.
Mm-hmm.
We also are planning to use products such as Firefly, Camtasia, Snagit as part of our toolkit for further content delivery.
Okay, well, hey, that sounds great. It was great to have you here today. I know both of you are really busy, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Mary Kay Liferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. I wish to thank you for listening to our interview with Teresa Humphreys, Director of Organizational Development and Learning, and Janet Sharp, Project Manager for Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, on the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.